National Rock Review.
This is Mick with National Rock Review. We're hanging out with Eva on the fire tonight on a nice snowy night here in Michigan. Chris, Amber, tell us all about yourselves.
Her name's actually Amanda.
Amanda, okay, I'm sorry. So, Chris, Amanda, tell us all about yourselves, how you guys came to be.
We are Eva.
Under.
Fire.
Woo!
We decided a long time ago we were going to be silly, so there you go.
And we're just goofy people in general, so.
It's your fault. We're Eva Under Fire, and we came to be approximately a year ago, somewhere around these parts. We're from the Downriver Metro Detroit area. Chris has been in several other projects. I've been in a couple other projects myself, and so have the other guys, Corey, Jeff, and Rob. So we just met up at like a concert. What show were we at?
We actually met at the Uncle Sam Jam.
It was Uncle Sam Jam, so it was right down the street.
It was the year Scott Stapp was playing.
Stop. Please don't let us relive that. So I ran into Chris, and it had been years since we saw each other, so nobody was actually doing anything music-wise, and we said, you know, we should, you know, jam or something. So got together a group of people, and it turned into Eva Under Fire, and now we've written all kinds of songs, and we're about to put them out, and we're having a lot of fun.
Actually, everything came together real quick. You know, we had a lot of bands. You know the struggle of finding members, fighting with members, somebody has drugs but they don't have money. We had none of those issues. Everyone came to the table, everyone had a job, we were able to write a bunch of songs real fast. I mean, it was time to go record an album, we were able to go to a quality studio, Zoinga, shout out to Mick.
Yes.
And we were able to record 15 songs and there was no issue with someone not having their money but having drugs.
It's the little things that you learn to
That's
appreciate.
That's a common problem in bands. Most people probably know that have been in bands.
I'm sure that they are already aware. Yes, that's an issue. But so, not with us.
Yeah, so we were able to, so this band, everything kind of went real fast. We're usually bands kind of grind away for years to write songs. I mean, just everyone in the band writes and all the songs came together real quick and we were able to go record an album real quick. It's funny because we were putting out our album April 2nd at the All Around in Taylor. That's the album release date and release show. And we're actually going back in May, a month later, to record an EP.
So, your album release party is April 2nd at the All Around Bar in Taylor, Michigan. Tell us about the name of the album and some of the songs that are on it and how the recording process came to be.
Oh, that's a long answer. The name of the album is Anchors. And a lot of the songs, we actually wrote a couple of them when we first started. So, this is the writing process. It takes you on this album from day one all the way up until, you know, now about a year and a half or so later. So you can kind of see the evolution of the band, and I like this a lot for the reasons of, you know, you see the writing process all the way through, and it gives you a little bit of everything. We have songs that are super hype and really noisy and completely built for, you know, some sort of a festival crowd. You know, I can't wait to play this song this summer.
Right.
And then there's others that are, you know, totally mellow, low-key. There's really a lot of things that were inspired either by Deftones, Nirvana.
Swift.
Taylor Swift, apparently. That'd be me.
I like Taylor Swift.
You like Taylor Swift. Actually, I was really impressed because Chris is able to play almost every Taylor Swift song that's ever been known to man. For most people. Fun fact. And then, you know, I really think that, there's 15 tracks on this album. I think it's a pretty good accomplishment for a local, especially, because you just don't see that. You know, most of them, you know, you cut it for 8-9 songs, 11 tracks at the most, and call it a day. But a lot of us are 90s kids, and, you know, back in the days when you had 18 to 20 songs per album, and people were releasing stuff constantly, so we kind of emulated that when we tracked this particular record.
And I would say this album is all over the place, like she said. Like, so for her vocally, there's parts where she screams and there's parts where she sings like she's in a Disney movie. You know, it's just it's all over the place. And that was something when we started this band we wanted to strive for, was not to basically write the same song over and over. We wanted to have no rules. Some stuff could be metal influenced. Some stuff could be country influenced. Just whatever we feel like creating that day.
So, tell us about where you recorded the album and why you chose that particular studio to record there, and who produced it for you?
Mick. Mick Maslowski. Zoinga is the name of the studio that we recorded at, and it's something that, for myself and Rob, our previous project, we had recorded there already. So when we were looking for different studios and things like that, we actually had the opportunity to take it to a couple of different places before we settled on where we actually wanted to record the album. I mean, there's so much that I can say about that studio. You really get a feel for yourselves as an artist, like, and somebody that's able to take that and just capture it in a way that doesn't replicate. It's not, you hear the same sound from that studio every time, you know. I think he's really intuitive when it comes to production quality and just finding little pieces here and there, you know.
Yeah, he has a really good ear for suggestions when you're playing something. You can say, you know, you should dumb that down, try this, try that.
Yeah, and I mean, the vocals and the harmonies that he was able to hear, you know, and he, again, was just, he ran the show and it came out wonderfully. I mean, we had taken it to a couple of different producers to work with, and we really, you know, wanted to find our right fit, and we totally found that at Zoinga, for sure.
Absolutely, and we didn't need any auto-tune on those vocals. That's a huge thing. And I was proud of that because, you know, when I was growing up, a lot of bands I loved, they didn't have auto-tune. You just had to get in there and, you know, sing it out. But another thing we did, which I thought was real cool in this band, is we went to three or four different producers and worked with them with the same song and let them, you know, run the show and see how it turned out and how the whole experience was. And then we decided to go with Mick at Zoinga after working with a bunch of people. We thought his product, his price, his attitude, everything was the best.
Yeah, you really want to find somebody that just captures, like, you as the artist and your music specifically, and something that you don't, like I was saying, get, you know, the same sound out of the same studio all the time.
Right.
And we really felt like that he was, you know, completely attentive to that and really was involved in our process and became kind of like a sixth member.
Yeah, he definitely cared about the final product, you know, and he's, you know, helped promote the band, actually, because he was so proud of the work.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
So you guys have released a couple of videos for this new album that's coming out, most notably Annabelle, which is one of your more successful ones. Tell us a little bit about why you chose that particular song and the story behind it.
I think Annabelle is relatable to a lot of people in the sense that, you know, lyrically it's kind of about, you know, no matter what you go through, you never forget where you came from, and it just kind of never leaves you no matter how hard you want it to.
So it's not about that doll and that movie?
No.
Oh, okay.
Don't even bring that up. Don't even go there.
I always thought it was about that doll.
Look, they always tease me because I'm not a fan of, like, the scary movies. I'm a big chicken, all right? I'm going to put it out there. I'm a big chicken. Anyway, so back, the song is not about the movie or the doll. But it was something that we just, it came together and it was so, like, it was such an anthem-y kind of track, you know? So we were like, okay, well, when we do a music video, what do we want? We want to put something out that people can, you know, hop around to, but relate to also, something that's powerful and meaningful, but doesn't, you know, drag out, and, you know, we want it to be short, sweet, to the point, anthem-y, something people can rock out to.
You mean unlike this answer?
Thanks,
snap.
Chris.
Yeah, probably.
Look, I use a lot of run-on stuff, okay? I'm the vocalist. That's what I do. I vocalize things.
That's a good point.
Get over it. Is there anything that you'd like to add? Mr. Talk Me Much?
The song rocks. I like it.
Thanks, Chris. That's about it.
All right, so you guys recently, you guys have been playing hard, playing out, getting around, getting a lot of exposure. You had a really great show a couple of weeks ago at the Machine Shop. What was your experience with at that show in that location? The Machine Shop is world famous, good crowd, good experience.
Yeah, I definitely got to play there before in past projects and was very excited to go back there and play with that band Anna, American Noise Army, because I'm a really big fan of theirs. And the Machine Shop treated us great. I mean, we sounded good, there was a good crowd.
Yeah.
And it was a blast. What about you?
Yeah, no, it was definitely one of those things. You know, I think as a local, everybody says, you know, that's the one place I want to play.
It's like the Holy Grail.
Yeah, it's like, as a local, that's where you want to get to. But yeah, playing with American Noise Army was sweet. We've checked all those guys out and, you know, their music online and stuff like that, and we're fans. We also were introduced to the band called the Tom Toms. Never heard of those guys before. If you're a fan of funk, jazz, you have to check them out. They were amazing. So, and they were both locally from Flint. So, I mean, they brought all of their people and, you know, introduced us to them. And it was a great time. It was a great show.
And you guys also had a show recently with Harlow, like an acoustic set, right?
Yeah, we actually played at Simon's, and we had it was actually a really cool show. What we did for that was we brought my friend Ed on to play piano. So we not only did we play everything acoustic, but we rewrote most of the songs and had a piano and a man to be kind of like the primary focus of each song, kind of more like a lounge type of sound.
Yeah, it was interesting to kind of go back and rewrite things, and that was something different for us. We had never really kind of stripped it back down and rewrote it for certain parts and different things, and it was a cool adventure. We were talking about how well it went over. We'd like to do a couple of more things like that, you know. Hopefully get out to more places, maybe Ferndale or something like that.
Yeah, take a lot of opportunity. Yeah, take that on the road, because we really enjoyed it so much, and it was so different. We're used to playing with loud guitars and, you know, banging drums, and it was cool to strip it down to just something different, you know, more lounge-like.
Don't let him lie to you. Chris had a panic attack the whole time because he couldn't be noisy.
I couldn't believe I had to sit down. I hate sitting still. I hate sitting now.
The problem.
Alright, so you guys have the huge CD release party coming up April 2nd at the All Around Bar in Taylor, Michigan. Tell us what you guys are doing to prepare for that and what kind of turnout you hope to get.
Boosting all Facebook posts ever possible.
Evil Facebook is taking all of my money.
That's pretty much what it is, too. But it was something to Dave at the All Around. I don't know if you're familiar with the owner, but he's wonderful. All the locals that go there, we treated so well, you know, and those guys are great people. And it's a pretty good sized venue, so they have a good sound system. So we were really interested in hoping to do it there. So we were appreciative that Dave was able to give us a date. And in the meantime, we've really tried to do a lot of videos and different other projects to kind of promote, you know, the music. I mentioned before we have 15 tracks on the album, so there's a lot of material to choose from when you talk about, doing certain video promos and different things. Mateo, M3, yep, M3. Digital photography has helped us out a lot with those.
He's making us actually about 4 or 5 music videos.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a cool thing to be able to kind of do, and we constantly want to be online, constantly have that online presence, constantly be releasing new stuff and get people excited.
We're definitely taking it old school. We got some flyers made. We're going to be flyering the fuck out of the area.
We're going to be putting a lot of different, like, big-time flyers, too.
Yep, old
all
school.
All of the bands that we were able to get on the show, too, I mean, I think a lot of people will be excited about releasing the lineup and doing all of that. So it's going to be a really fun time. I really hope that a lot of people come out, because I think that it's going to showcase so many different sounds from so many different bands.
We have a DJ.
Yeah, exactly.
To close out tonight, we got a DJ to spin records. So after the bands play, it's more of a party atmosphere. Everyone can drink and hang out. I mean, you know, we got...
Yeah, mingling and, like, just hanging out, I think, is a really big component that a lot of times you don't get the chance to do at local shows. Because, I mean, the music is great, but it's loud. Right. So afterwards, we'd love to just hang out with people that, you know, come out to support and... the Wax Kings are going to be hanging out with us and doing that for us. We're actually going to have them spin one of our tracks separately to release. It is a techno version, house trance version of one of our songs.
Yeah, so we had a friend remix one of our songs and turn one of our songs on album into a dance song.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
This has been a National Rock Review special interview with Chris Slapniks and Amanda Lyberg from Eva Under Fire. You can hear more interviews just like this on nationalrockreview.com.